Blog Talk Radio.
From Glee?
Was that a celebrity?
No, we weren't going to met. I did say celebrities and important people, so, you know, I figured it'd be, you know.
He is important.
Not some fag from Glee. I wasn't going to go there.
I had to bring that
up.
Well,
who did you have in mind then, Mike?
Actually, somebody really important passed away. Apparently, the lead singer of the band Divinals, you guys remember that band? That sang that song, I Touch Myself. Yeah, the lead singer of the Divinals passed away. Apparently, she didn't touch herself in the right places. Otherwise, she would have figured out that she had breast cancer.
We need sound effects, boy.
Yeah, she died of breast cancer. So maybe if she was touching herself in a proper place, she would have discovered the lumps.
What ironic. What ironic.
Isn't it ironic? I really do think.
Actually, she shouldn't have been touching herself. It's best to have someone feel for you because you might overlook the lumps.
I've had that for years.
You know,
it's just milk pumped up a little bit, cheese.
The official medical advice is to give yourself regular breast examinations. It doesn't say find some person to touch your boobies and figure out if you got some lumpy ass titties. That's not the official.
That's true.
The official advice. So,
well,
Christy, I think you should probably start massaging your breasts regularly, specifically
I
on air.
Now, right now. To raise awareness, you should do it on air.
I do massage them regularly. Didn't you see my video, Lactating Moms Gone Wild?
No, I saw a video of your children dancing to a song and taking their clothes off, which is tantamount to child exploitation, I believe.
That was not me.
I had to stop
that
it after like
me.
A minute.
Oh, wait, well, okay, so that was not, yeah, Mick could make it through the whole thing, but...
Yeah.
But my question to you is, who is holding the camera?
I wasn't holding the camera. The camera was just playing. They let it go.
Who posted it to their Facebook page?
I thought it was funny. And if you think, if you're thinking unclean thoughts about shirtless boys, that's your fault.
I'm not thinking unclean thoughts about shirtless boys. I just know Mick is. And we're trying to keep him honest. So we try to make sure.
It was bad because like I saw her post it on a timeline and I was like, nah, I can't watch this. I gotta be good and clean and wholesome. Then she also messaged it to me and I was like,
it's not bad enough that she puts it up on her Facebook. She's got a fucking message. I mean, seriously, that was probably the whitest thing that Christy's ever done is message me and say, look at the video of my kids on my Facebook. I honestly was so shocked by the Caucasian attitude that I was feeling from you.
It was a little bad.
Listen,
I mean, it's not as bad as putting sunscreen on your dog.
Well, no one will ever top that.
For example.
No. That was a cute video.
But hey, did you guys see the video of my kids pinching their nipples on camera? No, Christy, I didn't. You know, I didn't. I have now, and I'm forever shocked.
Nobody pinched nipples. There was no nipple pinching in that video at all. Oh.
Not only did Mick pinch his own nipples, but he was actually reaching towards the screen and pretending to pinch the kids.
I was trying, yeah. It was like a...
You have field children and house children?
Yes. Yes,
damn,
I do.
That's
Jesus Christ.
I employ the home plantation system. The lighter you are, the closer you are to the house. The darker you are, the further out in the field.
That's horrible.
That's the way to do it.
It's correct, but it's horrible.
James Gandolfini died also at the age of 51.
That was a shock.
I'm looking at Mindy McCready. Who the fuck is that?
Mindy McCready. Oh, some. She was a country star.
Junkie bitch, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, wasn't she on Celebrity Rehab and shit?
Yes,
that's exactly what I was about to say. She was on Celebrity Rehab twice.
Washed up bitch. Who gave a fuck?
We've talked about Celebrity Rehab on the show because when Celebrity Rehab first came on, I thought it was a fantastic idea because it's to me just the next logic. Reality television is garbage unless you do something like The Surreal Life where you get a bunch of hazard actors.
Exactly.
They're getting paid. They're back in the spotlight. We get to see what fucked up, horrible people they are. That, to me, is perfect.
Surreal Life. Yeah.
Epitome of what reality television should be. And Celebrity Rehab is just the next step because you know as soon as they walk out of The Surreal Life, they're checking in to Celebrity Rehab. It's literally just the next step in their lives.
Well, you know they didn't care about anybody on that show. When they put, the madam and that guy actor, that chubby guy.
That's where I was going with that. I used to like Dr. Drew up until he did that.
Right. You know they didn't care.
Tom Sizemore and Heidi.
Yeah.
Tom Sizemore and Heidi Fleiss.
Yeah.
Heidi.
Yes. And it was like their relationship was so volatile and violent and publicly violent and like, or they were both arrested for domestic battery. Like, these are just two horribly fucked up human beings. And Dr. Drew's like, well, you know, we have to put them in the same house because part of their recovery is hinged on each other and their relationship. And no, motherfucker, they need to stay away from each other.
Yeah.
The worst thing you can do for those people is put them back in a place where they're going to revert to their old habits of trying to fucking kill each other. Yes, exactly. Absolutely counterintuitive. So it was at that point I realized, okay, if Dr. Drew ever had a soul, he doesn't anymore. It's just pure exploitation at this point.
There's no clinical, you know, reason to help these people. They should just stay a hot mess. That's why we love them, because they're a hot mess.
Sure.
Don't try to fix them.
I don't want to see Charlie Sheen better at all. I want to see worse, crazier.
Right?
Lion blood.
What? I want
you know, Charlie Sheen has reached out to, like, everyone. Like, anytime there's somebody in the news who's, like, in a lot of trouble, whether it's a famous person or not, Charlie Sheen puts out a public statement saying, call me. Charlie Sheen is an angel. I don't care what anybody says.
He's like $100,000 and the ungrateful bitch didn't even thank him.
Right.
He's fantastic. You remember Christopher Dorner, the cop killer guy who got burned to death by the cops, which they finally admitted, by the way. The cops actually just admitted in recent months that they deliberately set that fire not to get him out of that house, but to kill him.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm not making that up. Like, it's been released.
There's no repercussions whatsoever. Backslapping. Yeah, good job. If anything.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we to expect? I mean, even with the recent fallout of Goldman Sachs, I mean, do you expect justice for that?
I want to talk about that, too, because what happened in Goldman Sachs is that they've been prosecuting a fraud case against the VP, or I guess now the former VP of Goldman Sachs, over the housing crash, because one of the things that he did, they claim that he knowingly sold these packages. I don't know if you guys know anything about how the housing crash happened, but what the banks did was they sold these mortgages, and it's weird to say that you can sell a mortgage. Like, it's weird that you can take this non-existent thing, you know, where somebody owes the bank money and say, well, I don't want them to owe me that anymore. You pay me that money to cover my losses, and now those people owe you, and you can collect on that shit. The whole system is really fucking weird that way, and I don't understand when it became okay to sell debt to other people. That's to me just something like way too far down the rabbit hole. In a way that's just designed to fuck people. Like, it's not, there's no good justification for selling a debt. You know, if you're lending money to people who can't fucking pay it off, then that's your problem.
Yeah. Well, that's the model for IMF, too. Like, IMF lends small countries money. Small countries can't pay them. So they're like, they sell that debt off to corporations in the way of, you know, privatizing railroads, or water, or electricity, and that's how they, you know, IMF recuperates money. And it, you know, all those people in the IMF, or at least the people who run the set the policy, are buddies with the guys. You know, they went to college with Joe Schmo from Exxon.
It's a gigantic circle jerk. It's a huge, huge circle jerk, and it's really just designed right.
You know, people all know each other. Room watching movies and smoking cigars. They just, you know, give a call. Hey, what are you doing with that thing? Oh, really? Hey, listen, consider me for this. And I'm like, all right, yeah, okay. You know, and that's it. It's not fucking conspiracy.
Now,
it's just a bunch of guys.
Speaking from experiences of circle jerks, no, this isn't a circle jerk. This is just a straight up fuck you.
You can't speak of experiences with a circle jerk. You have a vagina. We know about the circle jerks. We each had a cock in our hand while someone else is stroking our cock, okay? We know what that's about.
Circle rubbing?
No, but okay, so back to Goldman Sachs. What really fucked everybody was that these high risk mortgages that they were giving out to poor people and people with bad credit and stuff like that, It's hard for the banks to. Well, yeah, but they should never have done them in the first place. But that's actually even besides the point, because it gets worse. Like, that alone could have caused a lot of problems. But what the banks did was, because it's so hard to sell off these high-risk mortgages to, you know, to people who have bad credit or new credit or you know, foreigners and stuff like that, they were able, some fucking financial piece of shit genius came up with the idea to package these mortgages that they're going to sell off to other lenders in groups and then sell these packages as one. So it's like a bundle of debts. And what they started, because the rating on these high-risk mortgages is so low and it's hard to get them sold, I think they get like a C rating. It's like A, B, C. What they did is they packaged some of these C-rated mortgages with a bunch of A-rated mortgages, and it ups the shit out of the rating of the package altogether, of the whole package of loans.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's regulated either, like stock or anything.
No.
Yeah, that's looked the other way. It's so rated, but it's not regulated.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, it'd be like me making a sandwich out of the best, finest meats and cheeses and then putting a big, giant shit nugget in between bread.
Yes, selling it as a great sandwich. Absolutely.
Perfect.
It's a fucking perfect anecdote. Perfect.
Yeah. Just put a shit side, that's all. Great sandwich, just the shit side, that's all.
And it's still a shit. I mean, you're still going to lose stuff. And what happened is the proportion went crazy, because now these banks are getting a good amount of money, which should really cover the loss from that mortgage. But all of these companies that they're selling this shit to are getting fucked by the loans being substandard and shitty, you know, and not being able to collect. And then they're taking out loans from a bank that they can't pay off, and these lending institutions are going on. It was a chain reaction of shit caused and started by the banks. And who were the people that we gave money to with the bailout? That was also the banks.
Right.
You know, it's just let's just keep throwing money at the problem until it's fixed. Was the basic idea.
Well, another thing also
is,
was that they used that as an asset. So if you got like a portfolio of these good and bad loans, you could borrow from a bank money saying, this is worth more or less this, and you got money, you know, $1 million saying, oh, I got these these loans that are indebted to me, so let me get $1 million and let me move that around in the stock market. So
right.
There goes speculation. So, you know, you're borrowing money on debt and throwing it into the stock market, and that loses value as well. So then, you know, it's even more debt on it.
Exactly. It's
clusterfuck.
It's, you start, because the basic premise is so flawed, everything that it touched from that point on, including stocks, you know, including these lenders putting their money into high-risk stocks, which also start to tumble when the real estate market started to bottom out, because what was really happening is that these substandard loans are classically hard to collect on, but the economy was so shitty that and they were giving out these loans like fucking candy. So every idiot piece of shit that had bad credit was just like, fuck it. And they're getting themselves a loan, and they're in the house for 2 months. You know, the house is newly built by some upstart home building company, and the home building company goes out of business because, you know, these people aren't paying their rent.
You're never getting
because
the money.
They can't.
Yeah.
Right, or they never had the fucking money in the first place, and they're just. I mean, I did that shit with a car lease when I was like 20, a fucking brand new Toyota. I leased the car. I didn't pay it at all, but I had a brand new car for 3 months. They took it back, but. For three
right.
months, I was living on top of the world.
Yeah,
and that's what everybody did with these houses. So, and then, you know, so everybody's losing money on these fucking brand new houses that have started to depreciate the moment some person walked into it. So they lost money there. They've lost money because the mortgage loans aren't being paid back. It was just a cycle of loss, and they kept trying to move money around into different places, like Louis was saying, to recoup the losses, and none of that worked because it affected everything.
Yeah.
So and that's when you heard about the big real estate crash, which Florida was one of the hardest hit in that. I was down in Florida at the
second.
Time.
Yeah, we were second to Vegas.
Vegas. Well, Vegas had all the timeshares that's also involved.
Yes.
Right.
Timeshares, and then they had those like Nick villages of suburban places.
Well, that's what Florida had, the subdivisions. You know, with the homeowner clubs and groups and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
they would try to sell it on TV. A homeboy's name from, Eric Estrada, he would sell those on TV.
Oh, Eric Estrada. Thank God he was on The Surreal Life. If anybody was perfect to be on The Surreal Life, it was Eric Estrada. Eric Estrada has been cheesily grinning while his pants constrict his genitals on camera for years.
And his belly on the lap, that pants. It's like this big pregnant belly over these tight-ass pants where you can see, like, the imprint of his fucking balls. Like plastered to the side of his leg.
I'm pretty sure having grown up watching Chips, I can describe to you Eric Estrada's ball imprint flawlessly.
Flawlessly. The veins and everything. Did anybody catch the reality show that he was on with Wee Man from
No.
There was
nobody
watched it. Jack Osborne, they were all playing cops.
Oh, yeah, LaToya Jackson was on that bitch, too.
Yeah, I did see that.
They were
that actually sounds kind of fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Also one of the best ideas, hold before we go into that, I also think one of the best ideas they ever came up with was having Steven Seagal being followed around by a camera while he pretended to be a police officer.
Yeah, that was also fantastic.
Yeah.
The experiment was those people on that show. I forget the name of it. Armed and Famous. Armed and Famous.
Yes,
the Armed and famous.
Famous,
that's right. Yeah, before we go into that, let me just wrap up the Goldman Sachs thing. What happened was this VP was accused of knowingly selling these shit packages to other people, to other companies and stuff like that, knowing that they would bottom out and people would lose money on them. Now, the thing is, you know for a fact that this fucking VP wasn't some rogue maniac doing whatever he wanted. You know that. He was absolutely had the complicit understanding of his bosses. So my theory, and I could be completely off base, is that he was thrown to the wolves. He was a sacrificial lamb or goat or whatever. They threw him in, you know, to this fraud case so that there'd be some public face being shamed.
The one guy that fucked it up.
The one guy that's being prosecuted for the entire housing market crash. This one guy is being prosecuted.
Retarded.
Somehow the buck stops with this fucking guy.
You know, all these people have fucking MBAs, doctorates, and highly intelligent individuals who
he was convicted, okay? He was convicted of fraud. And even in the article, it said that there was never a possibility of this guy doing any jail time. What he was given was a fine. And I'm not even sure it was all that astronomical. I think it was like $2 million. You know, for Goldman Sachs executive.
Even at that point, do you think he's physically responsible for the fine, or you think his bosses are like, listen, you take the rap for this and we'll pay you?
Exactly. He may not even be physically, personally responsible for that fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll come out of his bank account, but, you know, everybody, all the group will get together,
right,
give him
exactly.
a yacht and give him a Maserati, and he'll make the money back.
Yeah.
Before he was given over to the feds, there was a big meeting held. I guarantee it. I don't need a big giant supercomputer that God has after you die and fucking go to heaven that he's got sitting there that you can say, show me anything that ever happened anywhere. I don't need that fucking giant fantastic supercomputer. I know that there was a big meeting held and he was there and they were like, listen, we want to give you over. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to put it out. It's going to be shit. Your name's going to get thrown through the mud. You're going to be, probably going to be convicted of this fraud case because we're not going to fight it that hard at all. And I think the most they can levy against you is like $10 million, and we'll cover that.
My thing was is that the SEC didn't try hard enough. They could have threw more stuff at them, really.
Oh, the SEC
like
is a joke.
If they start digging, they will shed light on their own looking the other direction. So if they start digging in, that's a meeting that we had a few days before that we okayed this. They can't because it's just looking in the mirror, basically.
Right.
So that's not going to happen.
Yeah, they were not blissfully unaware that these mortgage packages were being sold. Once that one guy figured out that that's how he can make money off of these shit loans, everybody adopted that shit. It wasn't just one guy who was just doing it. It was fucking everyone. All of these lending institutions that were giving out homeowner loans were doing that. That's why it got fucked everywhere.
They were doing it in mass, not like one here. No, it was like thousands, hundreds of thousands of them all across the country. And what did they think would happen? I mean,
they didn't care. That's the thing. There's no. The capitalist system that we have in this country is not geared towards sustainability at all, in any way, shape, or form. It's all about running in the – and it's evident because some of the biggest companies, and it was eye-opening because I worked for a huge multinational publishing company in Florida, and they were doing a lot of, reorganization and shit because they were losing a lot of money. This is one of, if not the biggest international publisher in the world, and they have terrible fucking credit. Because they owe so many different people money because they keep borrowing. They borrow loans to cover the debts that they have to pay elsewhere, and now they owe that. And then they find some other bank to go to who will lend them money to cover that shit.
Yeah, it's just robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Well,
exactly.
When was that big guy that went down for the Ponzi scheme where son committed suicide?
Madoff?
Madoff.
Yeah.
Madoff.
To be honest, the first time I heard of a Ponzi scheme, where he was taking money from one place, and I thought to myself, holy, that's exactly what I do in my business.
Everybody does, man. It's not new.
Really?
That's what we do now. I choose which bills I'm not going to pay, from one month to the next.
Totally. Absolutely. You take money that's coming in from something else that has nothing to do with it, and you pay off that other bill because, in the future, hopefully something else will pay off. And that's just it.
I get paid a solid rate, but I don't have any extraneous crazy spending. I just don't earn a living wage. So one month I say to myself, the electric bill is due and I have the money for that, but I'm really late for like 2 months on my phone bill. And I've never been late on my electric bill. So I'm going to pay my phone bill. And then I'll work some shit out with the electric company so I can pay that next month.
Yeah, put something on the bill for the electric company. Here's the thing about that whole housing market thing that pissed me off too. Around in 2008, also the auto industry went down. Okay, we just said, let's give the banks billions of dollars to help them out. Detroit and all the big auto companies, they're like, we're fucking up too. They have this whole big old congressional meeting about, like, what's your problem, and all these generals and everything, grilling them. I'm like, damn, the auto industry deserves the money more than the banks. The banks fucked it up for us. The auto industry is coming to us for help, and we need to give them some help. And you have a whole bunch of Republicans say, let Detroit go bankrupt. Just fuck it all. Just let them go.
Why wasn't a condition if we are now stakeholders in Detroit, at least in the automaking industry, for them to give back jobs to people in the area,
Right? I mean, really.
Why can't that be a stipulation if they fired all these, very well-trained, skilled workers in the area, and they moved plants to Mexico and Germany,
Why can't that be a condition? Or we will save you, but those jobs, you got to bring them back and you got to rehire people and start shit up again here. Why? How is that not on the table? We're out of the realm of, you know, possibility or belief.
And another thing that was outrageous is nobody, up until now, that VP was called to task for the housing market. We just gave them money. No congressional hearings, no this, no that. Just big press conferences saying, the world's going to shit. We have to give them money. And then when the auto industry is like, hey, we need some help, they're like, why the fuck you need help? You know, we got to go and do all this extra. We finally gave them money, and they paid it back. They paid it back. Banks haven't paid us back.
Some banks have. Some banks have paid, and a profit was made, but some banks haven't.
Yeah, some banks actually were reported as having paid back the money that was given to them. But I think I would go as far as to say that most haven't.
Yes. Or haven't, nobody's been named, no investigation. How long has it been, 2008?
Well, that's true.
You know?
Now we get our Goldman Sachs guy after all 5 years.
And he gets a fine and possibly barred from doing securities.
I'm sure he got a fantastic severance. He's probably still on the Goldman Sachs payroll. He's probably still earning a check from them. There's no real concept. Once you have enough money, once you have more than enough money, that's where the true racial disparity disappears, is when money is involved. Because it doesn't, you can claim racism as much as you want, but the fact is if you're wealthy enough, whether you're black, white, or Asian, there are no consequences for you. None.
Yes, you're rich enough.
As long as you have enough money, if you're in the middle of some shit, you can get out of it if you have enough fucking money. It doesn't matter what color you are. Money is the great fucking
equalizer. Videotape of you and the gun blasting and the smoke coming out the barrel, and there's delays, and my client has a right to a speedy trial. I move for dismiss. All, you know, ridiculous bullshit.
I just grown up expecting, okay, justice, but as the world has taught me, no, there's no such thing as justice. It's only money that gets you justice.
No, we have a penal system. We don't have a justice system. You have to remember that.
Yeah.
It's a punishment system. And if you have more money, you don't get punished. That's it. The wealthier you are, the less punishment you garner. And that's just the way of the world. Onto a fairly lighter thing. Have you guys heard of bronies? Do you guys know what those things are?
What is it?
What?
Bronies.
Bronies?
What's a brony?
Nuts? Bronies. Rhymes with ponies.
I do not.
Oh, my God, no.
Are they black ponies?
Are they brownies that you make your bro?
Here's what they are, okay? There is a cartoon show called My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. It exists. It's a cartoon show, I believe, specifically geared towards young girls, because My Little Pony has always been geared towards young girls, which is why Mickey has a basement full of dirty, half-buried My Little Ponies. And the...
He combs their hair.
Comb the ponies' hairs.
And then he wraps their hair around his cock.
They're souvenirs. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I have to say anymore. They're souvenirs. This show apparently has been embraced by a bunch of men, and I'm not just talking about young, sexually confused kids in high school. I'm talking about, like, men in their 40s. And apparently it became such a big thing that these people started actually having a name for themselves. They call themselves bronies. So there are these older men between the ages of, I think, like 20 and I think, like, 45 who not only watch this show – about cavorting little pony girls. But they, like, collect the figures and, you know, talk to each other about it. And occasionally, I think, dress up like them.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Are these also the same people that commented on Christy's YouTube video?
No, they're the same people who are part of NAMBLA.
They're the same people whose names are below you on the sex offender registry, Mick. Anyway.
They're all below me.
Anyway, I'd just like to make a statement for anybody else listening that Mick is not actually a sex offender as much as we joke about it. He has not been caught yet, and we hope he doesn't, as we like it.
Right. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. But see, now, this kind of brings me to something else. We talked about how Fox News went after Mr. Rogers because they said it was his fault that, you know, children are so milquetoast, and how they think everybody is mommy's precious little snowflake and stuff like that. That's Mr. Rogers is not responsible for kids being wimpy little faggots. And I don't mean gay kids at all, because I don't think you have to be homosexual to be a faggot at all.
That's true.
I think those things can be mutually exclusive. If you're a weak little fucking ballless shit thing, whether you're a man or a woman, male or female, if you're just like if you're just like a wuss, you're a faggot.
Gutless.
And I know gutless. A lot of gay people who are not wusses at all, So it's got nothing to do with homosexuality.
Cut to you guys.
So, but
it just has everything to do with your gutless character.
Well, I think what it has to do with is the fact that when your son starts having like a massive amount of interest in his teens over something like My Little Pony, you sit him down and you say, okay, are you gay? And if the kid says no, then you don't have to be as delicate about what you're about to do. If the kid says, yes, I'm gay, then it's a little more dangerous territory to tread, and you have to kind of say, well, you know, I understand the fascination with, like, the hair products and the ponies and, you know, styling the hair and stuff. Maybe you should play with Barbies instead, because they're less anthropomorphic and not as weird.
Right.
You know, dressing up as a woman to me for a teenage male is not as weird as them dressing up as a female horse.
Yes, exactly. I'd rather you be a drag queen than a fucking fruit.
Than a furry, some sort of weird furry. So if they say, no, mommy, I'm not gay, then you just beat the shit out of them. Like, like beat them until they crap themselves. Like, that's because
you're not
the
a fucking
fact
whore.
The fact that we're letting these kids explore it's one thing to be an individual and have you know, a unique view and like certain things. It's another thing to retreat so wholly into this fantasy world that you start wanting to be it.
Yeah.
You're not fucking Frodo. You're not Harry Potter, you little shit. You're not a fucking pony. I'm going to beat you, and then I'm going to leave you outside with money in your pockets until you're half dead. And then I'm going to come by, and if you're not willing to man up, then I'm going to piss on you and walk away. That's what you have to do to your kids.
Well, you know, I caught a lot of hell because my son wanted to go to ballet last year. I let him go because, I mean, what? You know, he's getting exercise.
I agree with you 100% on that. I don't think there's anything. I mean, personally, I would never do ballet. But if a kid wants to do ballet, let him fucking do ballet. I don't give a shit. Right. Why not?
And I caught hell. Oh, it's going to turn him gay. How in the fuck is that going to turn him gay? Period.
Mikhail Baryshnikov got a lot of ass. That's all I'm going to say. Mikhail Baryshnikov got a massive amount of, like, really, really, really stretchy, athletic, gymnastic women ass.
Right? On a regular, like, they were just going up to the Bolshevik Ballet.
Like, Mikhail Baryshnikov would finish swishing around on stage, and he would literally leap off the stage cock first into a waiting audience. Like, I'm pretty sure that happened all the time.
All the time. I mean, so, yeah, you know, it's like I got a lot of hell for that because, you know, I'm in the South, for one. You know, your boy's not playing football. What's wrong with him? Is he gay? Oh, he just doesn't fucking like idiots. That's all. And he didn't want the head injury and concussions and all the horrible things. I mean, high school football and all those athletic things, kids are dying, literally dying. One, the coaches are overworking them. Two, you know, these being rocked and your head is encased in a helmet, but still, there's lasting injuries that they have all the way through life after that. And
from what? From football?
Yeah.
Well, from from those kind of contacts.
Mostly football.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Fuck it. From snowballing. From snowballing accidents.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think of that. Jesus Christ.
Just maybe a particularly globby hunk of semen got caught in somebody's throat and they almost choked to death type of thing.
Well, but,
okay.
Absolutely.
That's when you need your
kid, listen, I believe 100% that you should have sent your kid to ballet if that's what he wants to do. I agree with that. I'm not going to criticize him anyway. I'm not even going to joke about it. I'm going to say that's very, very healthy because if Mick had just been able to go to the ballet classes that he wanted to go to, maybe he wouldn't have children's skeletons under the ground in the basement. You know what I'm saying? Right, exactly. You have to let kids express themselves in a certain way. Otherwise, that's the thing. Now, if your kid wants to dress up like a fucking pony on any day, a female pony on any day other than Halloween, and cavort around in the grass, that kid needs psychological help. It's not expressing themselves at that point.
Right.
It's
right. There's a limit to
help. There is a synapse problem in your fucking brain, you queer little shit.
Fucking weirdo.
You fucking little weirdo.
Anyways,
but all kidding aside, even if something like that, I think you have to handle delicately, because if you just start beating the shit out of your kid because they want to be a My Little Pony, then they're going to start murdering people and dressing them up as the murdered corpses up as My Little Ponies. Like, you can't.
You got to dig a little deeper. Like, where is this coming from? Maybe
exactly.
We can channel your energy.
You do have to. Yeah, I'm being hyperbolic, but you do have to have a certain amount of compassion. Otherwise, you'll turn it into some kind of weird fucked up reward system for the kid, where they're sneaking My Little Pony shit. You know, they're snorting My Little Pony dust behind your back in fucking telephone booths in the city or something. You know, like, you got to be careful with shit like that.
Like, why do you feel the urge that you have to turn them?
Yeah, this is why I can't have kids, because I wouldn't have the patience to try to figure out what's going on with them. I would just probably beat the shit out of them.
I mean, could you imagine if one of your kids turned out like you? I would.
Oh, God.
And I'm not just talking about you, Mick. I'm talking like me too. Like, if I had a kid and it was just like me, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure did nothing but masturbate from 16 to 18. I'm pretty sure I didn't do anything else but jerk off from 15 to 18.
Wow. That's a lot of
like
jerking.
At all. It was. It was a lot of, trust me, it was a lot of jerk. And I'd been jerking off before that. There was just never any payoff. I was just like, oh, this thing gets really hard and it feels good when I touch it. Let me keep touching it. And then after a while, I'm just like, this is boring. It was fun for a bit, but like, you know, I don't understand what the payoff is for that.
Yeah.
And then, bam, one day it was just like, boom, and I'm like, oh, that's what's supposed to happen. That's fantastic.
I'm never leaving my house.
Wish I could have been there for you, actually. Hold your hand to that.
No, but I put myself at risk to life and limb for masturbation. Like, I made myself late to work. I still occasionally do shit like that.
I was going to say, I still do that once in a while. Like, I'm like, yeah.
Important appointments.
Yep.
Weddings, all types of stuff.
You don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Even to go have sex with someone sometimes.
And I mean, and look, let's face it, now, like, it's a lot easier for me to not be late to shit now, because if I really want to jerk off, I just log onto the computer and there's porn. But you remember when we had to download shit for 15 minutes before we could get a titty?
Oh, my God.
Half a picture and 3 minutes. Like, yeah. Looks like the finished rest of her is going to be nice. Next line.
All right, lady.